This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozyle.com. That's business.mozyle.com. Thanks to Mozyle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week. Welcome to Apple at Work, the podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. On the show this week is a first-time guest, but that we've talked about the company many, many years ago, Vadim from KitKast. Vadim, welcome to the show.
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for having me here. My name is Vadim. I'm head in growth at KitKast. For those of you who don't know the KitKast, KitKast is an app for Apple TV which can turn any of your screens powered by Apple TV into powerful digital signage for your efficient visual communications.
Yeah, I've been a fan of KitKast for, it's got to be at least five years at this point. I found it, you know, pretty early on in the company's history. If you're listening to this and like you've never worked with digital signage prior to, let's see, what's the way to explain this? Like kind of the current crop of set-top boxes where they were had gotten pretty powerful. Digital signage was one of those industries where everything was way more expensive than you thought it should be. Every solution was very, very complicated. If you think of like what you see in your average restaurant chain or, you know, particularly sports stadiums, you know, they have moved to digital signage because it's drastically easier to update the menu, update pricing, et cetera. But prior to this current crop of solutions that have come out there to take advantage of, you know, some of the things with Apple's doing, Amazon's doing, et cetera, it was a really, really expensive industry to get involved with. So if you were wanting to deploy something, even as a small business, the cost to get started was pretty brutal in my experience. And it was just very, very complicated. But then Apple TV was the kind of the first one. And then what particularly has made it advantageous is how Apple's evolved the management piece of the Apple TV. So Vadim, from your experience, what really makes the Apple TV a great set-top box for digital signage?
So a couple of things to mention here. Unlike all other hardware which you may use for your digital signage setup, Apple TV is always a dual-use thing. So when you need, you can use it for Aircast, but when your device is on idle, it will show your digital signage. And there are many places where Apple TVs are in bulk, and they just staying on their shelves. So you can easily transform that into powerful communication store. That's for one. And when you don't want to do digital signage anymore, it's still Apple TV, unlike anything else. Secondly, the price point, which you mentioned, that's a relatively inexpensive piece of hardware, which is about like $129 or $149. For an Apple TV, either 64 gigs or 128. It's very easy to set up. You just download our app, connect it to your screen, and here it is already. If you have hundreds or thousands screens you need to manage, you can use Apple mobile device management software such as Jump or Mozyle, and do it hassle-free without the need to set up the devices one by one. And another point which makes Apple TV an amazing piece of hardware that it is Apple, it's reliable, it's secure, and it lasts for long. We have customers who use their Apple TVs back from 2015, I believe, And yep, they still are capable of delivering whatever customer need to deliver.
Yeah, I particularly like the mention about the automated enrollment. And I think that's really key from scaling up from the enterprise perspective. Again, this is going to age me years ago, but like back on the previous Apple TV, like not the one with tvOS, the one that was running some version of the iTunes iPod software on it, I kind of quote unquote hacked it to be a digital signage tool. What I did is I set it to at the time, you could set it to play a screensaver from an album in Flickr. And I believe also at the time would have been iPhoto in the cloud or whatever Apple had at the time. And so I would upload static images to Flickr and you just have to start and stop the screensaver to have it pick up the new ones. Again, that doesn't scale to anything, but like it just shows like, you know, it's so much easier to do this with a device that's very, very small and inexpensive. But again, with today, with if you're using a device management provider and it's hooked into Apple Business Manager, Apple School Manager, you can have all of this happen and really automatically. So you can think about the ability to drop ship, you know, 100 Apple TVs to 100 different branch locations. All somebody has to do is to plug it up and to get it on the network. And then you're up and running there. And I think that's one thing too, that the Apple TV is really good about. You know, it is relatively low cost. Now, again, compared to, you know, so a Roku or something for day to day watching TV at home, it may be a little bit more expensive, but you're not really competing here in this industry against, you know, these $20 to $29 devices. You're competing against things that are much more cumbersome and complicated. And this, you know, one-time purchase for Apple TV is fantastic. Then you can get it into your same management system that you have for your Macs, iPhones, iPads, et cetera. And then you're good to go. And again, it's all manageable. You can manage the updates as well, you know, for tvOS. Again, just to me, it's a great device. Again, it works on Wi-Fi, works on Ethernet. So like, you know, don't even have to worry about getting Ethernet to the, you know, places as long as you have available Wi-Fi. And again, the beauty of even a solution like KitKast, it's not putting a massive strain on your bandwidth either. So you don't even have to have the best quote unquote Wi-Fi connection where it's located. Now, recently, KitKast has launched a number of new enhancements, version 2.0. Can you talk about some of the things that is new with the new version of KitKast?
Yeah. Before doing that, I would like to dip a little bit into the history of KitKast. As you're a longtime user, you probably remember that simplicity is in DNA of KitKast, and elementary school kid or a grandparent should be able to set up it. So no previous knowledge required. And as KitKast evolved over years, so our customer base, we started from solopreneurs and SMBs, edit schools, retail chains, corporates, and all of them brought their different requirements to our platform. And with KitKast version 2, which also includes enterprise, we tried to add all those requests in order to be able to fulfill all the customer needs. For sure, in order to do that, we weren't able to add that to very simple yet powerful V1 interface. That's why we completely revamped the UI and UX. But our DNA remains exactly that, simplicity. Now we have tons of new features, but those are as simple as they could be. And still, no previous knowledge of anything is required in order to set up your digital signage. It's still a couple of minutes to unbox the Apple TV and connect it to screen, and another 5 minutes or maybe half an hour to set up your content. We add tons of integrations. We now support tons of widgets like weather or RSS or YouTube or TEDx. You can show HTML5 websites and so on and so forth. We added single sign-on. We allow your digital signage solution to be deployed on-premise if you have any specific security requirements. We completely change the way how you manage your devices and users. So now you're able to group your devices by locations or whatever other rules you have. You can tag them with keywords. The same you actually can do with playlists. And now you can invite users who are able to manage a specific group of devices. Let's say your school and have multiple campuses or buildings. Now you can invite different location managers who are responsible not for the whole setup, but for their specific number of screens. That was quite in demand.
Well, again, it's just a number of really, really exciting things that are, you know, been added to the platform. If a customer is already on KitKast 1.0, is this an automatic upgrade, or is it a new app, or is it just a seamless transition?
It's not an automatic upgrade, even though everyone is eligible for it. We decided that we do not want to distract our customers' digital signage communications all at once. So we developed a way where you can start an account in KitKast V2, play around, understand how the new UI works, and then submit a request where we migrate all of your existing content and all of your existing settings, playlists, to KitKast V2. And once migration is done, it is automatically live. And you have zero interruption in your service.
Yeah, I actually really prefer, I know some people may think like, oh, I just want to give me all the new features. I really prefer this for enterprise tools to make some of these things opt-in, where it's like, hey, because something like digital signage may be a set it and forget it type environment where you're like, you know, hey, you may have 100 of these spread out over different locations. You just need them to operate. They may be pulling in data. They may be just, you know, displaying what they're supposed to display. You want to be able to plan on when you can do this. You wouldn't want it to happen during like a busy season. Really, you know, I agree with that approach. One of the features that I hadn't really thought about that you all have now is local hosting. So you can host your digital signage in a local server mode. So you can keep all, like if you had, you know, maybe sensitive sales data that you were pulling off a local server, you could do that now and not have that actually touch the internet. Has that been a popular feature since you all have launched that for your enterprise customers?
No. So we have a couple of customers who use that. But also it's worse to say that cloud is super popular and widespread today. And normally customers rely on our security guarantees and on our cloud infrastructure, which is AWS, which is kind of an industry standard. So the majority of customers do prefer cloud. But there are also some who want to have a local host, which in most instances would be private cloud.
Yeah, very cool. So pricing-wise for business customers with annual billing, it's $20 a screen per month. There's an enterprise edition that you want to contact to discuss pricing. But and built into that $20 a month per screen with annual billing, you get unlimited cloud storage, 24/7 support, unlimited users, the AI content builder, the API access, advanced screen groupings, Canva integration, just tons of support there. And again, that does include the device management support as well. So that's not just in the enterprise, that's in the growth plan as well. Again, widgets, Google Drive integration, just tons of, you know, great options here for folks looking to get into digital signage. Again, compared to some of the quote unquote other enterprise alternatives, like this is just, to me, this is almost free because I've seen pricing for other solutions. This is so low cost compared to, and so simple to deploy. Like you don't have to have an expert to do this. Almost anybody, you know, if you can manage any Apple devices, you can manage the Apple TV through device management. And then KitKast is incredibly easy to deploy and easy to manage as well. It's all web-based interface, point and click. Anybody can do it. You don't have to be an IT expert to do it. Anybody can do it. So as we wrap up, any final thoughts on what's next with digital signage? Is there something future you guys are looking forward to?
So a couple of things. First, we'd like to expand what we're able to do with APIs, as we believe that going forward, digital signage would be even more dynamic, maybe personal. So you are able to change the content on your screen based on the environment or people who are around the screen. We don't have that yet, but that's definitely on our roadmap. We also want to change the only Apple TV approach. We want to transform gradually to from any screen to any screen, where we would be able to support more platforms, because what we find out over the years that customers have those cumbersome, complex solutions, and they're not willing to update all the hardware at once. So we want to provide them a flexibility to start with a few Apple TVs and then over time replace the aging hardware to Apple TV, but to consolidate all of the digital signage effort in one place. Because at the end of the day, we offer not only a software to manage and schedule your content, we also save you a lot of time by providing that simplicity, simplicity to stop, simplicity to manage, simplicity to create content.
No, I love that. I think because it's really an all-in-one platform where you don't have to have, if you don't have a graphic designer, if you don't want your graphics team having to make everything you're doing, you can do a lot of it, you know, in the browser. It's very, very easy to do. You can, you know, really anybody can operate KitKast. That should be, there's a free tech line for you. It's that easy. But again, Vadim, thanks for coming on the show. I love the Apple TV for digital signage. I think KitKast is a great platform. I think what I'd love to see is Apple come out with a low cost streaming stick, a $79, you know, HDMI dongle that you can plug into any TV. I think that would even further supercharge the Apple TV's growth in the enterprise. So again, thanks for coming on the show and congrats on version 2.0. And we'll have a link in the show notes. I have an article on 9to5Mac about what's new in version 2.0 of KitKast. And again, if you're a version 1.0 customer, you can start that migration at any time and get all your content migrated and have some of the new features. So again, thanks everybody for listening this week, and we'll talk to you next week.